Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
What do members of the Montana legislature and the military have in common? Sometimes the name of the game is hurry up and wait. And when the legislature waits, everyone waits. Staff waits, lobbyists wait, families back home wait. As I mentioned earlier this week, some legislators thought they might finish the session on Tuesday, then Wednesday, then surely by Thursday. But it wasn't to be. That brings us to today, Friday. With cars packed, legislators are praying that today is the last day. Yesterday, the Senate was ready to adjourn, but the House found itself stuck without the votes to move forward or backward. They took a third reading vote on Senate Bill 367, a bill to improve physical infrastructure using money borrowed through bonding. Since borrowing money requires a supermajority of two-thirds of each House, the bar is high and the votes are hard to get. The Senate passed the bill on March 30th on a vote of 34-16. It then went to the House, and that's where the trouble began. Two-thirds in the House means that the bill needs 67 votes out of a possible 100 to pass. On second reading, it received 63 votes, four votes shy of the necessary 67. Then it moved to third reading, the final vote of record. Arms were twisted, subtle threats were made, cajoling went into overdrive, and in the end, they were able to pick up two more votes. The vote was 65-35. The bill failed. That was yesterday morning, and it's when the process stalled. A motion was made to reconsider that third reading vote. Since that motion requires a simple majority, it passed easily with 58 votes. That's when the fun began. The next two votes in rapid succession were votes to adjourn sine die. In other words, bringing the session to an end. If the vote was successful, the House would leave town and all bills currently in the pipeline, including Senate Bill 367, would die. The first vote failed, and the second vote failed by an even higher margin. The Speaker then warned anyone thinking of motioning for a third vote that they would be ruled out of order. The flurry of motions ceased, and the House was stuck in limbo. Supporters don't have the vote to pass the bill, but using reconsideration, they do have the votes to keep it alive forever. Opponents, on the other hand, don't have the votes to kill the bill, and they also don't have the votes necessary to bring the session to an end. In short, neither side has the votes to do what they want to do, so the House is stuck. They adjourned for the day, only to reconvene again this morning at 8 o'clock to try again. Meanwhile, those in favor of the bill are still two votes short. Let the arm-twisting and cajoling begin. It would be a miserable 24 hours for anyone identified as a vote still in play. The Senate, on the other hand, is ready to be done, so they used a rare parliamentary trick to force the hand of the House. Since the House had already adjourned for the day, the Senate adjourned at about 10:30 a.m., then reconvened at 1 p.m. and declared it to be the start of the next legislative day. They also said they're going home today whether the House is finished or not. So the House is now in another box. They have to complete their work today by 1 p.m. As Yogi Berra would say, this is deja vu all over again. Last session, the infrastructure bill failed by one vote. Will the same thing happen this time? It's possible, and we'll know for sure in just about 4 hours. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.